City.
Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo Triple M.
The serious thing getting around this morning is that your sausage rolls are on the line up at the Bendigo show. You took them up yesterday. Now, you need to confirm the rumour about you.
Yeah.
And this was floating around the station yesterday because I was privy to a phone call between you and our promotions manager, Jess. Did you or did you not, Kylie Stevenson?
Yes.
Did you or did you not try and get out of the $2 fee to enter?
I did not know about the fee.
Oh, no, you're not answering the question.
Actually, no. I take that back. I knew about the fee, but Jess didn't know about the fee. And Jess was the lady responsible, I thought, of sending my application or entry through to the show society. But I found out yesterday that she'd passed it on to the lovely Kylie Harding, who works here and is the representative for the show. Anyway, so it was missed. And yesterday when I went to take my sausage rolls there, the lady said to me, do you have your ticket with the category that I'm in and the number? And I said, ticket? No, I haven't got a ticket. And she said, it would have been sent to your organisation. I said, oh, unless it was sent and I didn't get it.
She doesn't know our organisation well.
Our unorganisation. Anyway, she said, oh, look, it's okay. We'll write you one up. So that meant that on my sausage roll plate, I had a handwritten ticket, which just looked pretty sad compared to all of the other schmick ones.
You won't win. Plus, let's get back to what
you missed. Hang on a second. Anyway, I ended up paying the fee and I got my nice ticket.
Sure. Just on the fee, $2 to enter the Bendigo Show sausage rolls. Can you or cannot you confirm that with the $2 fee, you asked for a receipt? No. Did you not ask for a receipt?
I asked for a receipt.
Oh, you're the biggest tight ass ever. Seriously. It's $2.
I don't care. Every cent counts.
$2 at the show for them.
And Triple M should have paid for it, not me.
$2.
I don't care.
It would have been, you would have had it in your ashtray. $2.
I didn't. I had to use my card.
Seriously.
I actually should put more on that receipt because I'll get a transaction fee as well. So it'll end up costing me $2.50.
Oh, such a time. What if you won form of competition, like a sausage roll comp or whatever? Let us know. 13 27 10, because it's all about celebrating the little things in life.
The little wins, yes. I'm not going to have a win today, unfortunately.
I don't
so I'm going to gloat on your wins that you've had. Maybe it's you, maybe it's a son or daughter. They've entered a competition and they've got a place. We want to hear from you. 13 27 10.
$2.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5. Triple M.
Competitions, there's one going on in earnest at the Bendigo show. If you go through the pavilions, look at the sausage roll competition and you won't see a first, second or third against the name of Kylie Stevenson.
You never know, Cogs.
Oh, I know.
You
I've
never
got a
know.
Gut feeling.
Yeah, what are you saying? I'll get a participation.
Which means, oh, crap.
Anyway, may I say that everyone that enters in the cooking competition and the art craft competitions up there at the Bendigo show, good on you. There's some amazing work,
yeah,
Cogs.
Indeed,
it's
yep.
just amazing. So we are asking you, though, have you ever entered a competition and got a place? As we go to 13 27 10, Roscoe, morning.
This worries me.
Good morning, Kylie. Good morning, Cogger.
Worries me, mate, what competitions you would go in.
You could probably have a fair guess, but it was a sculling competition up at the Edamoga pub years ago.
Oh, the Edamoga pub.
Oh. The old Edamoga.
Oh, that's a great pub.
Sensational. They had it all set up out the back and they had bands and that and they had a sculling comp, so I thought I'd have a crack.
Well, tell us, how
what
did you
ribbon
go?
What did you get?
Well, there was, it started off with, say, like 50 blokes, so you kept having to beat, you know, the bloke you're up against.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting down to the top four, so it was like in the finals. And I actually come third.
Well done, Roscoe.
That's pretty good, mate.
I always remember it because you know how at the grand finals and that, you see him getting stretched off and they're all cheering him?
Yeah.
Well, that was basically me. And I was getting carried out by me mate. I had an empty, like, schooner on my chest and everyone's cheering me and waving.
Oh, no.
And I ended up getting a T-shirt as well.
Hope you didn't spill it.
Can I ask, how many beers did you drink to get third place?
I reckon it would have been about 50 to start with, so we would have had at least 10 to 20 just to get to the
mate.
Final.
Oh, Roscoe. So why are you still alive, mate?
I've punished the liver ever since.
Excuse me. Triple M.